First of all, I would like to welcome all the gospel friends and to be in our midst.
首先，我们要欢迎来到我们中间的福音朋友们。
It is a really we are in a very strange time.
我们在一个非常奇怪的时代当中。
Yeah, it's a lot of times it's really hard to hear any good news.
很多的时候，我们很难听见好消息。
I don't know, friends, whether you watch TV news at all or online news.
我们不知道朋友们，你们有没有在电视上或其他的媒体里边看新闻
？And a lot of times, just make us feel like no news is good news.
很多的时候，我们觉得呢，没有消息就是好消息。
Yeah, but we thank the Lord and that you can come to the meeting today.
我们感谢主，你可以来到今天这个聚会。
And because it is a gospel meeting.
因为今天是福音聚会。
And the gospel means good news.
福音聚会就是一个好消息的聚会。
And you don't hear any good news outside of a church, that's fine.
如果我们没有在教会之外听见任何的好消息，没有关系。
But today, and dear friends, you're going to hear the good news.
但今天，亲爱的朋友们，你要听见好消息。
And we also believe that it is not a coincidence that you come today.
我们也相信今天你能够来到聚会绝不是偶然。
And somehow, somewhat, the Lord arranged the circumstances. Maybe you have been invited by a friend. Now you are here.
因为也许不知道为什么原因你弟兄姐妹们邀请你，你今天就来到这个聚会。
And why you are here? And we do pray that, and you can hear the voice of our Lord.
我们祷告你今天来到这个聚会能够听见神的声音。
And somehow the word of the Lord will touch your hearts.
愿主的灵能够摸到你的心。
And today will be a turning point in your life.
愿今天成为你人生的一个转捩点。
Okay, to begin with, I would like to read a few verses from the Bible.
开始的时候我们要读几处经文。
And the first verse is from the Gospel according to Luke.And chapter 10.
我们第一处要读的是路加福音的第十章。
And we're just going to read verse 30.
我们要读第三十节。
Jesus replied and said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among robbers, and they stripped him, and beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead.
耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中。他们剥去了他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。
Okay, brother and sister, if you have the friends next to you, please help them to find the verse.
弟兄姐妹们，如果有朋友们在你身边，可以帮他们翻圣经。
And the next passage is from the Gospel according to Matthew.
下一处我们要读的是马太福音
，Chapter 7。
第七章
We're going to read verses 13 and 14.
十三、十四节
Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. And there are few who find it.
马太福音七章十三、十四节你们要进窄门。因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。
And lastly, we're going to read one more verse that is in Gospel according to John, chapter 14.
最后我们要读约翰福音第十四章。
John 14, verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And as I was thinking about what to share with our dear friends, and I feel like I have a burden to share with you concerning our life journey.
当我在寻求和朋友们分享什么，我里边的感觉呢，好像是。要分享人生就是一场旅程。
Yeah, and so I kind of did a little Google search, and I stumbled into this It actually is a pop song, and 30 some years ago, an old song.
所以我就在那个网上查询了一下，找到了一首在大概30多年前的一首流行歌曲。
Yeah, I never heard the song, but somehow I just stumbled into it. And the title says that life is a highway.
我没有唱过这首诗歌，但是找到的时候呢，发现这首诗歌的歌题是说人生好像是一个高速公路。
It's not a hymn. It's a pop song.
是一个流行歌曲，说人生是一个高速公路。
I actually didn't know the song. I just stumbled into it.
我不知道这首诗歌，只是偶然的在网上遇见了。
Yeah, but I think the lyrics, some of the lyrics are kind of interesting.
我想这首诗歌的中间的这首流行歌曲的词有一些有很有兴趣的。
Kind of interesting. I just quote the two verses.
我在这里边呢，只是来重复两句话。
And he said, life is like a road that you travel on. When there is one day here and the next day gone.
这里边讲到人生像你所行的一个旅程，这一天还在，下一天就没有了。
Isn't that true? I think it's a pretty good observation of our life.
这不是真实的，我觉得这是对我们人生一个非常好的观察。
And in our life journey, we are traveling on a road, one day here, but the next day is gone. We don't really know. And in the lyrics, it does not say where does that road lead us to.
在我们的人生当中，就像一个旅程，好像我们今天在这，明天就没有了。但是这首歌并没有告诉我们这个旅途的终点在哪里。
Actually, from our observation in life,Probably, dear friends, we don't really know where our path is going to lead us.
现在朋友们，在我们很多的观察当中，我们知道，我们并不知道人生的路要把我们带到怎样的终点。
Yeah, actually, there's I don't know whether you are aware of, actually, in the United States, there are two highways lead to nowhere.
我们不知道，朋友们知不知道，在美国有两个高速公路，是一个没有是一个不通的高速公路。
Yeah, and I think there's one. Before I check, I only knew there's one in Alaska, but it seems that there's another one in Baltimore, Maryland, somewhere on the East Coast.
我在查了询一下之后，我知道这个无处可去的高速公路在阿拉斯加有一条，另外一条好像是在巴尔的摩。
And it seems that they started constructions, and during the construction, they started to cancel the project, and they built a highway, but the highway leads to nowhere.
他们开始了这个公路的建造，但是这个建造的过程当中有很多的项目被取消，以至于这个公路修成之后呢，是无处可去的公路。
And dear friends, isn't that how we observe our life?
亲爱的朋友们，这不是我们对人生的一个观察吗？
And somehow we were born, and somehow we are get onto this journey, somehow we are on this road, but we don't really know where this road leads us to.
我们出生，我们来到这个世上，我们走上了这条路，但是很多时候我们就不知道这条路要带我们去什么地方。
And in the Bible, actually, you also talk about journey.
在圣经里边也讲到人生的旅途。
In Luke chapter 10, verse 30, and the first verse we just read.
我们刚才所读到的第一处的经文。
And it talks about a journey. That's a journey from Jerusalem to Jericho.
这里边也讲到一个旅程，这个旅程是从耶路撒冷到耶利哥。
And it says a certain man travel from Jerusalem to Jericho. Actually, the journey is a downhill journey.
这里边讲到一个人，他要从耶路撒冷去耶利哥，这条旅程是一个下坡路。
And you know, both Jerusalem and Jericho were cities in the land of Palestine.
我们知道耶路撒冷和耶利哥都是巴勒斯坦地的城市。
And those two cities, the distance between those two cities is kind of like 20 miles.
这两个城市之间的距离大概是在20英里左右。
And yet, Jerusalem is up in the mountain, and his elevation is about over 2,000 feet over sea level.
耶路撒冷是建在山上，它的海拔高度是超过2000英尺。
And yet Jericho is in the lowland, and his elevation is about minus 800 feet below sea level.
那耶利哥呢是建在一个非常低洼的地带，它实际上它的城市的海拔高度是在地面之下，是在大概负800尺。
And so you can see that in 20 miles there is about this more than 300 feet than the elevation difference.
所以我们看见在这个 20 英里的过程当中有大约300尺的落差。And
so it's a downhill trip.
是大概3000尺的落差,是一个下坡的路。And
so, dear friends, actually, it is our Lord Jesus Christ used that picture to describe our life journey.
亲爱的朋友们，我们的主耶稣基督在这里边用这段路程来描写我们人生的路。And
our life journey is a going downhill.
我们人生的旅程就是一个下坡路。It's
from Jerusalem to Jericho.
就好像从耶路撒冷到耶利哥一样。I
don't know whether we agree that we are on a downhill trend.
我们不知道我们是否同意，我们都是在一个走向下坡的路的。I
remember 30-some years ago, and when I was still a student.
我还记得在30多年前我还是一个学生的时候。
And one day I was sharing the office with some other office mates.
我那个时候和另外一个同事一同分用一个办公室。
Yeah, several other office mates.
还有好几个同事一同分用这个办公室。
Yeah, so one day one of the office mates came in.
有一天一个同事进来。
And he said, he looked a little bit sad.
他脸上充满了忧虑。
And I said, oh, what happened?
我问他发生了什么?
He said, oh, I had my 25th birthday yesterday.
他说我昨天呢,是我25岁的生日。
I said, oh, happy birthday.
我说生日快乐。
And he said, oh, no.
他说没有快乐。
I said, what no?
为什么呢?
Oh, I'm going downhill.
他说因为我现在开始要走下坡路。
I'm already over the peak. And 25 years old, I'm already over the peak. I'm going downhill.
因为25岁就是人生的高点，从此开始我要走下坡路。
And I was 1 year older than he was.
但是我比他还大一岁。
So I was 1 year further down the hill.
所以实际上我已经一年超过一年的开走了下坡路，走了一年了。
1 year further down the hill.
所以开始走下坡路已经有一年之多了。
Yeah, I didn't realize that. But when he said that, that just ruined my day.
我不知道，但是当我听见了这个时候，实在是那一天非常的沮丧。
Dear friends, actually we are going downhill. Probably we can notice that in our physical body.
亲爱的朋友们，我们是走下坡路，我们从我们的身体当中就可以看出来。
And I don't know whether 25 years old is the peak.
我不知道25岁是不是这个身体的高峰。
But somehow.
但是很有可能。
And we are all on the downhill trend.
我们实际上是走在一个下坡的路上。But
not only for our kind of a physical body, but we can see that the downhill spiral is for the entire human society.
不仅仅是我们身体开始走下坡路，我们看见整个人类的社会实际上是在走下坡的路。
We can say that this is a technology advanced era.
我们知道今天是一个科技高度发达的时代。And
there's a lot of things we couldn't imagine 20, 30 years ago, and now has become our daily necessities.
在20-30年之前，很多的时候，很多的东西我们都没有办法想象的，今天成为我们生活的常态。
And just like a cell phone.
比如说手机。
And like 20 some years ago, 30 years ago, I didn't even know what that is.
20-30年之前，我们都不知道手机是什么。
And when it first came out, it was such a ball. I don't even know how to describe it, but it was a luxurious accessory.
当它开始出现的时候，实际上是一个非常奢侈品。
And but now it's our daily necessity.
但现在成为好像我们生活当中的必需品。
Dear friends, how many days can you go without a cell phone?
亲爱的朋友们，我们没有手机能够停几天呢？
And probably it's pretty difficult, and to go through those days.
可能这些天没有手机的话，生活会很艰难。
But even our technology has advanced so greatly, there's so many breakthroughs.
有很多的科技的发达，有很多的突破。
But the general moral has deteriorated even at a greater rate.
但是人类的道德是以更加速的速度在下滑。
The thing we are considered shameful 20, 30 some years ago, now has become a trend, has become a fashion.
很多在二十多二三十年之前，我们认为非常羞耻的事情，今天成为了一个风尚，成为了荣耀。
Dear friends, our life journey is taking this downward path.
亲爱的朋友们，我们人生的路是一个下坡路。
And why is the case?
为什么会是这样子？
And a lot of times when we observe the moral declination in the society, we may say, oh, okay, it is a true for the general trend.
很多的时候我们观察人生，我们知道这个人生的旅程，这个下坡路是一个不可逆转的方向。
And but it seems very hard for us to identify the cause.
但是我们很难去观察理解它的背后的原因。
And we may blame the living in our living environment.
我们可能会责怪罪于我们所生活的环境。
And we may blame some policies.
怪罪于这些许多的政策。
But the Bible says that the true cause for this declination is the corruption or corrupted nature that we are born with.
但是圣经告诉我们说，之所以这样，是因为我们是与生俱来的那个人性里边的罪性。
And the Bible calls it sin.
圣经把这个叫做罪。
And we, dear friends, we are all born sinners.
亲爱的朋友们，我们都是出生就是罪人。
And in Romans chapter 3 verse 10,
在罗马书三章十节里边告诉我们。
It says, as it is written, there is none righteous, not even one.
那里边告诉我们说，没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
And there is no one is considered right before the eyes of God.
在神的眼中，没有一个人可以看作是对的。
And Romans chapter 3 verse 23 it says,
在罗马书三章二十三节里面告诉我
For all have a sin and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Dear friends, we all have a sin.
亲爱的朋友们，我们都犯了罪。
And we are all born sinners.
我们都是一出生就是罪人。
And probably most of us, when we first heard the term sin, it's very hard for us to buy into it.
当我们第一次听见罪的这个概念的时候，有的时候我们很难接受。
I'm not a perfect person, but I am good for the most of my time.
我们可能想，我不是一个完美的人，但是大多的时候，我还是一个不错的人。
And I have not violated any laws.
我也没有犯任何的法律。
I'm not very, very good, but I am maybe a little bit better than the person next to me.
我可能不是非常非常好，但是我还是比我旁边这个人好一些。
But, dear friends, the sin the Bible refers to is concerning the corruption or corrupted nature that we are born with.
但是，亲爱的朋友们，圣经里边所讲到的罪是说我们与生俱来的那个生命里边的罪性。
And because of that nature, then we will make some behavior, we will make sinful behavior.
因为这个里边的罪性使我们能够有外边的罪行。
For example, and dear friends, do you have a jealousy?
亲爱的朋友们，我们举个例子，你会不会嫉妒？
When you see others are better than you are, do you feel there's some kind of a feeling? It's kind of hard to describe, right? You feel there's kind of sourness within, and there's the taste of a sour grape.
当我们看见别人比我们好的时候，我们会不会里边有一种莫名其妙的感觉，一种酸酸的，好像酸葡萄的感觉
？Say, dear friend, do you have greed?
亲爱的朋友们，我们有没有贪婪
？Yes. And a lot of times when we are greedy, but it does not show because we don't get the chance.
很多的时候，我们的贪婪并没有表现出来，因为没有机会。
Yeah. Sometimes the opportunity is small, so we kind of take advantage of it. So there's a Chinese saying, 贪小便宜。
很多的时候呢，我们看见一些小的情况出现的时候，我们就会里边有贪小便宜的心。
Yeah, we take a small advantage of it because the chance is small.
因为这个机会很小，所以我们就贪小便宜。
Yeah, we don't take a big advantage because we don't have that opportunity.
我们没有贪那个大的便宜，因为没有机会。
Yeah. And so, say you go to a grocery store.
就比如说我们到商店里边去买东西。
And so when you're done with your shopping, when you're at the checkout stand,
我们把所有的东西都装在车里边，要开始付钱。
And I wonder, dear friends, will you ever double check what the checkout lady was doing?
亲爱的朋友们，你是不是关注那个收钱人他在做什么
？Yeah, so the every item is scanned.
每一个你买的都扫描过去。
And we probably will fix our attention to the scanned items.
我们的注意力就是要注意那些扫描过去的这些物品。
When everything is done, then you pick up the receipt. You're going to double check again.
当是完成了之后呢，我们还要拿着这个收据重新检查一次。
Why do we do that?
为什么我们这样做呢
？I'll make sure that we are not overcharged.
因为我们要确定他没有多收我们的钱。
Yeah. So what if any item that is we purchased but that was not scanned?
但是如果假如说我们买了一样东西没有扫描。
Yeah. If the checkout lady missed scanning the item.
如果这个女士她错过了，她没有扫描这个你买的东西。
What will we do?
你要怎样做呢
？I is too bothered to talk to her.
我们是不是不要再烦去跟她谈任何事情了
？And probably it's my lucky day.
或者说今天是我幸运的日子。
Dear friends, that's greed.
亲爱的朋友们，这个就是贪婪。
And that is the tip of the iceberg.
但这只是冰山的一角。
And that is aBeneath that behavior, there's something wrong within us, within you and within me.
因为在这个小小的表现里下边，有我们里边的天性，在我们里边都有。
And that the very nature of that sin, the Bible causes sin.
这个天性，圣经就叫做罪。
So, dear friends, because of the sin that our life journey is going downward.
因为罪，我们人生的旅程就是一个下坡路。
It's just like from Jerusalem to Jericho.
就像从耶路撒冷到耶利哥这段路。
And on the way, we are just like a traveler. We have been stricted and have been beaten by the enemy through sin.
就像这个旅行的人，我们在这条路上也被我们的仇敌所拨打，打得半死。
And our values and the purpose of our life has been robbed away.
我们人生的价值和目的都已经被剥夺了。
Dear friends, we may eat and drink and make a living, but we don't really know what's the purpose and the meaning for life.
亲爱的朋友们，我们可能吃喝，我们可能谋生，但是我们不知道人生真正的目的和意义在什么。
And the life journey is full of challenges and difficulties.
我们的人生充满了各样的挑战和困难。
And there are many unpleasant, even the terrible events that could come to us just like storms out of nowhere.
很多的时候，有些这些难处、这些困难，好像暴风雨来到我们生活当中，我们不知道它从哪里来。
And when the storm comes, it will just turn our lives upside down.
这个暴风雨来的时候，就把我们的生活发生了天翻地覆的变化。
And probably many of us still remember our time back in the pandemic.
很多的朋友们可能还记得我们的在疫情之前的生活。
It's just within a few days, and the entire situation just start to spin out of control.
就是几天的时间，整个的这个情况都失控。
And it happened so suddenly. It's just like a storm in life.
这个发生的非常的急速，就像我们生活当中的暴风雨。
And that impacts every one of us.
并且它影响了每一个人。
And not only is There are sudden storms in life.
不仅仅在我们生活当中会出现突然的暴风雨。
But there are circumstances are so difficult that we feel that we are going through the valley of a shadow of a death.
很多的时候我们的环境非常的艰难，我们感觉好像我们行走在那个死荫的幽谷里。
Dear friends, the Bible says that there is a time that we may be going through the shadow of a valley of death, and it talks about the darkest difficult hours in life.
圣经告诉我们说，我们有的时候可能会行走在这个死荫的幽谷里边，形容我们人生最黑暗的时刻。
And also we don't know when our journey will end.
我们不知道，不仅我们不知道我们的人生的终点是什么。
And a while back, my family and I went to a cemetery.
大概一些时间之前，我和我们的家庭到一个墓地里边去。
And so, during our visit, we kind of look at those, I was looking at those, tombstones.
在我们那次的去墓地里边的观察当中，我们看见许多的墓碑。
And so, for a typical tombstone, you will have the name and also the years the person lived on earth.
一般的墓碑里边都会有他的名字和他在地上生存的年日。
So I look around and some person deceased younger than 10 years old.
我观察有的人呢不到十岁的时候就离开了这个。
And the oldest might be in the 80s.
年长的也许到80岁左右 ,80 多岁。
But there's a lot of just in between.
很多人呢都在这两个之间。
Dear friends, our life, no matter how long, how short,It is but just a few decades.
亲爱的朋友们，不管我们的人生在地上多短多长，实际上也就是几十年。
Our life is very, very transient, very, very brief.
我们的人生在地上是非常短暂的，转瞬即逝。
We know that actually, not all of us know that our life is very transient, very, very brief.
我们都知道我们人生是非常短暂，转瞬即逝。
But we don't just want to face it.
但是我们都不愿意面对这个事实。
And a lot of times we just throw it into the back of our mind.
我们很多的时候就把它放在脑后。
We just live our daily life.
我们就活每天的生活。
And we will deal with it when the time comes.
我们就想到那个时候我们再去面对它吧。
But a lot of times our circumstances will arise and force us to face the reality.
但是很多的时候我们的环境逼迫我们必须面对这个现实。
And During the pandemic, I watched a video clip, kind of interesting.
在这个疫情中间，我看了一些这个录像，很有趣的。
And it is a video clip concerning a street food vendor in China.
这个录像呢是关乎这个在中国那个街头食品的。
And there is for that street food, they are selling buns with the meat fillings.
那个录像里边特别讲到呢，他这个街头食品是卖肉馅包子的。
But the vendor has three different prices.
但是这个卖食品的呢，它有三个不同的价格。
And I think the cheapest one was seven Chinese yuan.
最便宜的是七元一个。
And then nine yuan.
然后是九元的。
And then 12.
还有十二元。
And it depends on how much meat you have.
因为那是这些价格不同，是根据那里边肉馅的多少。
And so before the pandemic, the best seller was the $7 one.
在疫情之前，卖的最好的呢是那个七块钱一个的。
But in the peak of the pandemic, the $12 one was the best seller.
在疫情的高峰的时候呢，就十二元一个的就成了卖的最好的。
And probably people start to realize that this might be the last time we're going to eat a bun.
也许人们认识到。这是我最后一次吃肉馅包子了。
Yeah, why do I have to save for later?
我们还需要省什么呢？
So, dear friends, deep down in our hearts, we all know that our life is so vulnerable, so transient, so brief.
亲爱的朋友们，在我们生命的深处，我们都知道生命是何等的脆弱和短暂。
So, Bible says in Psalm 39 verse 5,
在诗篇的第39篇第五节，
It says, Behold, you have made your days as a handbreadth. You have made my day as a handbreadth, and my lifetime as nothing in your sight. Surely every man at his best is a mere breath.
你使我的年日载如手掌，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。人最稳妥的时候，真是全然虚幻。
Dear friends, our life is going down.
亲爱的朋友们，我们的人生旅程是走下坡路。
And we don't know when it will end.
我们不知道什么时候它会结束。
And we feel like, maybe we feel like it is a highway to nowhere.
我们知道这是一个通向一个无处可去的高速公路。
But the Bible says that it does lead to somewhere.
但是圣经告诉我们说呢，它实际上是有一个目的地的。
And if we continue on our current life journey, and the Bible says that it leads to destruction.
圣经告诉我们说，如果我们继续在这条人生的路上行走，所带来的就是最后的毁坏。
Matthew 7, chapter 13.
在马太福音第七章十三节
It says enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it.
这里边告诉我们说呢，你们要进窄门，因为那引向灭亡的那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
And not only that, dear friends, a lot of times as we are traveling on this path, we are traveling alone.
不仅如此，当我们在这个人生的路上，我们也常常是孤单的。
A lot of issues we are faced, we cannot talk to even those we consider so close to us.
很多的问题，我们甚至都不能够跟我们认为最亲近的人交谈。
On this downward path, on this transient life, in this transient life, we are facing issues.Alone.
在这个通向下坡的路上，这个斩断的人生当中，我们常常是孤单的行走。
The way may be broad.
这路可能是大的。
And a lot of people are traveling on that.
很多的人都走在这条路上。
But all we are heading into a same direction, same end.
但是我们都是走向了一个方向，
That is destruction.
那就是毁灭。
Dear friends, today why we are reporting, we are calling this meeting a gospel meeting.
为什么朋友们我们今天这个聚会是称为福音聚会？
Why are we calling the message a gospel, good news?
为什么把我们的信息叫做是福音，叫做是一个大好的消息？
Because we are going to reporting to you, you don't have to continue on this path.
因为我们要向大家报告一个好消息，我们不需要在这条路上继续行走。
In the Bible says that there is the other path.
因为圣经告诉我们说还有另外一条道路。
And that is a new and living way.
是一条又新又活的路。
And the way that will lead us to our God, our living, our loving Father.
这条路要引领我们到神，到爱的父那里。
And that is the work on the cross by our Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的工作。
And our Lord called when he cried out on the cross, it is finished.
当主耶稣基督在十字架上说成了的时候，
The work of salvation was finished.
是救恩的工作就成全了。
And it is finished also means that the price has been paid, fully paid.
成全也是同时意味着所有的罪的代价都完全的付清了。
All the debt of our sins has been fully paid by our Lord's work on that cross.
主耶稣基督在十字架上的工作已经付清了我们所有罪的代价。
Dear friends, our Lord Jesus Christ was sinless.
亲爱的朋友们，我们的主耶稣基督是无罪的。
He had no sin, and he had no hint of a sin or corruption in his life.
在他的生命当中没有罪，没有一点的罪恶和斑点。
But he suffered the most violent death on that cross. He was crucified.
当他在十字架上为我们被钉的时候，他经历了那个最惨烈的刑罚。
That not because of any cause of his own, but he was crucified on our behalf.
他在十字架上为我们所钉，不是因着他自己，乃是为着我们的罪。
Dear friends, you know that our God is love.
亲爱的朋友们，我们的神是爱的神。
He loves you and he loves me.
他爱你也爱我。
But on the other hand, our God is righteous.
但是另外一个方面，我们的神也是公义的神。
He cannot consider sin as sinless.
他断乎不能以有罪的为无罪。
So for sin, there's a price to be paid.
所以罪是要付上代价。
And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on that cross.
那就是为什么呢？主耶稣基督要在十字架上为我们受刑。
The sinless was crucified on behalf of sinners.
因为这是无罪的，替那些有罪的受了刑罚。
So that the demand of righteousness of our God could be satisfied.
神圣洁、神公义的要求可以得到满足。
Dear friends, it is what is said in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 to 6.
在以赛亚书第53章4到6节这样告诉我们
Surely our griefs he himself bore. He is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里边讲他诚然担当了我们的忧患，这里边的他是讲到我们的主耶稣基督。
And our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted.
他背负了我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚， 是被神击打苦待。
But he was pierced through for our transgressions.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害。
He was crushed for our iniquities.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
And all of us are like a sheep has gone astray. Each one of us, each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
Dear friends, our Lord Jesus Christ on that cross paid the debt of your sin and paid the debt of my sin.
亲爱的朋友们，我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上为你的罪，为我的罪付上了代价。
So that there is a new and living way, a different path could be opened for you and for me.
所以有一条又新又活的路，是一条不同的路，为着你和我能够打开。
We don't have to continue to travel on that broad way leading to destruction.
我们不需要再继续行走在那条通向死亡的大道上。
But rather we can walk on the way of life.
我们可以行走在那条生命的路上。
And this way will lead us to the Father.
这条路要把我们引到父神的面前。
And our God will be called our Father.
我们的神要成为我们的天父。
So dear friends, think about this. How wonderful it is if you have a God as your Father.
亲爱的朋友们，我们想一想，这是何等奇妙的事！天上的神是我们的父。
I don't know about our earthly experience with our fathers.
我们不知道我们每一个人和我们地上的父亲的关系怎样。
But the Bible talks about our God as our Father. He is a loving and a caring.
圣经告诉我们这位天父，他是爱和关怀的天父。
And he provides and protects.
他供应，他也保护。
Of course, like any loving father, he will also discipline us when we have gone the wrong way.
当然，像所有爱的父亲一样，当我们走错了路的时候，他也要管教我们。
On this way, our God will become our Father.
在这条路上，神要成为我们的父。
And we will be made from the unrighteous to the righteous.
我们要成为一个不公义的，要变成被称为公义。
We were wrong in the eyes of God, and now because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be made right.
我们曾经在神的眼中是不对的，但是因着主耶稣基督的血，我们现在可以在他眼中看为是对的。
But not only could we have a new life by believing our Lord Jesus Christ, but our Lord God will lead us.Throughout all the days of our lives on earth.
不仅神赐给我们一个新的生命，在我们人生当中的每一天，主耶稣基督要带领我们前行。
And he will be with us as our help and also as our strength.
他要成为我们的帮助，成为我们的力量。
Dear friends, this is the way our Lord is offering us.
亲爱的朋友们，这是主耶稣基督要赐给我们的那条路。
It is a path of righteousness and peace.
是一条公义和平的路。
And it's a path under the loving care of our God the Father.
是一条在我们神的爱之下行走的道路。
And it is a path that the Lord will accomplish us all the way to the end.
是一条神要一直伴随我们走到路中的路。
And it is a way thatAt the end, we'll be with our Lord in eternity forever and ever.
在这条路的终点，我们要与我们的神在永世当中永远同在。
Dear friend, are you willing to walk on this path, this new path?
亲爱的朋友们，你是否愿意走上这条路，是一条新的路？
And so, if you have this desire, probably we're going to ask, What is the way for us to switch course?
如果我们心中有这样一个盼望，我们可能会问一个问题：我们怎样才能够改变我们人生的路呢？
Dear friends, it's not by any efforts of your own, of my own, but it is by a simple believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的朋友们，不是靠着我们你的我的个人的努力，而是靠着一个简单的信主耶稣基督。
And the Bible says that, actually the verse we read, and in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14.
在马太福音我们刚刚读过的第七章十四节。
It says, for the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
里边讲到引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。
Why is it called a small gate?
为什么在这里边叫做一个小的门呢？
And because it requires our humbling ourselves.
因为这里边要求我们在神面前谦卑。
It requires us to trust in the word of the Lord.
要求我们相信神的话。
But often in our nature we are so prideful.
但是在我们个人的天性里边，我们都是骄傲的。
And we are like a blowfish. We pop up, and the gate now to us is kind of too small. We are too big, cannot go in.
我们都像那个能够鼓起来的鱼，这个门呢就是太小，我们进不去。
So in order to trust in the Lord and in order to accept Him as our Savior, dear friends, we need to humble ourselves.
为了我们能够接受主耶稣基督的恩典，我们必须来到神的面前谦卑。
And we need to believe in His word.
我们必须相信他的话语。
And that is the switch for us to change course.
这就是我们能够改变我们人生道路的那个开关。
And it is so we can change from the downward path to the upward path. We can change from the destruction end to a life end.
我们可以改变，我们从这条下坡路上改变成走上坡路，从通向灭亡的路改变成通向永生的路。
And even in our life journey, we may still face a lot of storms and challenges.
在我们的人生当中，可能还会遇见许多的挑战，许多的暴风雨。
But our Lord will be with us as He promised.
我们的神像我们应许一样，他要永远与我们同在。
And like what he says in Isaiah chapter 46,
就像他在以赛亚书第46章所告诉我们的。
The Lord promised to his people, even to your old age, I will be the same, and even to your graying years, I will bear you. I have done it, and I will carry you, and I will bear you, and I will deliver you.
这里边神向他的子民应许，直到你们年老我仍这样，直到你们发白我仍怀揣，我也造作，我也保护，我也必拯救。
Dear friends, what is required is your believing in Jesus Christ.
亲爱的朋友们，我们相信主耶稣基督的要求是什么呢？
It is just that your willingness to say, Yes, Lord, I take you at your word.
乃是我们心里边愿意说，主啊，我要照着你的话来相信。
I still have a time. I'm probably going to share my personal experience.
我要跟弟兄姐妹们、朋友们交通一点我个人的经历。
I was diagnosed with a stage 4 pancreatic cancer 3.5 years ago.
在大概三年半之前，我被确诊是四期的胰腺癌。
And the cancer has spread.
这个癌症已经蔓延了。
Spread out to my spinal cord.
蔓延到我的骨髓。
脊椎。Yeah.
嗯。
And because of the tumor, there's compressed on my spinal nerves. And to the point that I was, I barely could walk.
那个癌细胞已经压伤到我的这个脊椎的神经，是到了一个地步，我没办法走路。
Yeah, because of that, I was sent to UW Hospital for an emergency surgery.
因此呢，我就会被送到这个华大的医院做紧急的手术。
And the purpose of that surgery was not to remove all the tumors, but just to remove part of the tumors on my spine, so that to relieve some of the pressure on my nerve so that I won't be permanently paralyzed.
那个手术的目的并不是把所有的癌细胞都拿掉，乃是拿掉一部分癌细胞，不再压迫我的神经，以至于我不能够不会永远的这个瘫痪。
Yeah. I still remember the surgery was done on March 6th, 2020.
我还记得那次手术是2020年的3月6号。
And that is exactly the weekend, I think the Washington State was in lockdown because of the pandemic.
那个周末就是我们这个华盛顿州开始封闭，因为疫情开始封闭那个周。
And I thank the Lord the surgery was successful.
我感谢主，那个手术很成功。
But right after your surgery, that's where the treatment began.
手术之后呢，就开始了各项的治疗。
And because it has been diagnosed as a cancer, and it's not just a regular tumor. It's just cancerous.
因为他们已经确诊是癌症。
Yeah, and so I started radiation, chemo treatments.
所以就开始了放疗和化疗。
So when I first went to my radiation oncologist,
当我第一次去看那个放疗的医生的时候
，Yeah, he kind of said to my wife,
他对我的姊妹说
，He said, it is pretty aggressive.
他说这个癌症是挺严重的。
It's pretty aggressive. Be prepared.
那这个恶化的很快，所以你要做好准备。
So actually, we were not sure what he meant.
我们并不知道他真实的意思是什么。
Probably he meant another 3 months.
或许是三个月。
Another 6 months.
六个月。
We didn't know.
我们不知道。
But I thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
And because the Lord has been gracious to me.
因为神实在是向着我有恩典的。
Somehow from the very beginning, even from the diagnosis,
就是从一开始，从那个确诊的时候
，and there is a peace within me that is that surpasses my understanding.
在我里边有一个平安，是胜过外边环境的平安。
Dear friends, when you face such a news,
亲爱的朋友们
，bad news.
当我们面对这样一个坏消息的时候。
And what's our reaction? What's our natural response to that news?
我们的反应，我们天然的反应是什么呢
？Fear，
当然是恐惧
；anxiety，
是焦虑
；lot of uncertainties，
前面有许多的不确定。
But somehow in me there was a peace.
但是不知道为什么，在我里边有一个平安。
And that peace is not from myself.
那个平安不是出于我自己的。
The peace is because the Lord has a promise to be with me no matter where I am, no matter what I did, and no matter what circumstances I may be in.
那个平安是因着主曾经应许，不管我们的光景，我在任何的环境当中，前面怎样，他永远与我同在。
So,After the radiation therapy, I started multiple cycles of chemo.
所以放疗了之后，就开始了多一许多这个次的放疗之后，开始了许多次的化疗。
Some of the treatment side effects were not very pleasant.
很多这个治疗的副作用非常的不好受。
But just like the Bible says in Psalm 23.It says, even though I walk through the valley of a shadow of a death, I fear no evil.
就像诗篇二十三篇告诉我们说，虽然我行过死荫的幽谷，我并不惧怕。
And for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
And some other times I feel like I was walking through the shadow of a valley of a death.
很多的时候我感觉好像就是行走在这个死亡的幽谷里。
But I thank the Lord, I can fear no evil, because the Lord has been with me.
但是感谢主，我不至于惧怕，因为主与我同在。
And very thankfully, I am still around.
但是感谢主，今天我还和弟兄姐妹们同在。
After 3.5 years, I'm still around.
三年半之后，我还和弟兄姐妹们同在。
Actually, last year when I visited my oncologist, the one who treated me,It met me for the first time.
去年就是我又重新去遇见第一次治疗我的那个医生。
Yeah, He actually was surprised to see me again.
所以他再次见到我，他是非常惊讶的。
I'm really, really thankful to the Lord.
我非常非常感谢我的主。
Not just being around, but I have a chance to share the good news with my dear friends.
不仅仅是因为我今天仍然活着，乃是我可以和朋友们分享这个大好的消息。
He's given me the chance to share the good news with you.
因为他给我这个机会和你分享这个大好的消息。
So that you don't have to continue on that broad road.
所以你不需要再继续在那个大路上行走。
So that you don't have to continue to come to the end of destruction.
以至于你不需要来到那个死亡破坏的终点。
And you don't have to face all kinds of issues and challenges in life alone.
你不需要独自的面对人生当中的许多的挑战和问题。
Dear friends, I don't know how many days I have ahead.
亲爱的朋友们，我不知道前边有多少的日子。
It actually is not just for me. I think it's true for all of us.
不仅仅对我自己，我相信每个人都是一样。
We don't really know how many days ahead we have.
我们不知道前边有多少个日子。
But one thing I do know.
但是有一件事情我知道。
I know that I am on the path of life.
我知道我是走在那条通向生命的路上。
I know my end is to be with my God forever in eternity.
我知道我的终点是和我的神在永世当中永远。
And I know that in each and every day my Lord is with me.
我知道在每一天的日子当中我的神与我同在。
Dear friends, do you want to change course?
亲爱的朋友们，你要把你的人生的路改变吗？
You know, our time actually is opportunity.
朋友们，时间就是机会。
And today is a gift.
今天是个礼物。
Someone says that tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. So that's why we call today the present.
有人告诉我们说明天是个秘密，今天是个礼物，所以我们把今天称作是现在，这个现在在英文里边也是礼物的意思。
The Lord has given you today now as a gift. What will you do with it?
今天神把今天作为礼物给你，你要怎样对待它？
Are you willing to change course?
你是不是愿意改变你人生的轨迹？
Are you willing to turn from sin into life?
愿不愿意改变从罪到生命？
Are you willing to walk on this new and living way?
愿不愿意走上这条又新又活的路？
May the Lord give us all of us grace.
愿神给我们每个人恩典。
So that we can truly have this desire. Just have this little willingness.
所以我们里边有一个真实的盼望，一点点的愿意。
We are willing to accept the Lord as our Savior and the Lord even today.
建议在今天我们愿意接受主耶稣基督做我们个人的救主。
I think I'm going to conclude my sharing by continuing to sing this hymn again.
我要在结束的时候再一次唱这首诗歌。
Hymn 620
是诗歌第620首。
Be in time.
遥及时。
Stanza 1, it says, life at the best is very brief.
第一节告诉我们说飘渺人生和短暂。
Like the falling of a leaf.
好像浮云现即散。
Like the binding of a sheaf.
又似梦幻醒就完。
Be in time.
遥及时。
Fleeting days are telling fast.
时日飞逝在宣言。
That die will soon be cast.
转瞬就到死亡线。
And the fatal line be passed.
再迟必在地狱间。
Be in time.
要及时。
Be in time.
要及时。
Be in time.
要及时。
While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time.
当今耶稣在呼唤，要及时。
If in sin you longer wait,
若在罪中仍留连
，you may find no open gate,
只怕恩门向你关。
And your cry be just too late,
那时呼求已太晚。
Be in time,
要及时。
We're going to ask our sister to give us a leading, and we just sing stanza one.
让我们姊妹弹一句, 我们就唱第一节。
Probably a little bit slower.
稍微慢一点。
Okay, together.
一起来。
Like the best of berry breeze, like the falling of a leaf, like a binding of a ship in time. Fleeting days are telling fast, that the time may soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed in time. Be in time, be in time, while the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If it's in no longer wait, you may find no open gate, and you cry, be just too late, be in time. Dear friends, may our Lord give you grace and wisdom even today.
亲爱的朋友们，愿今天神就赐给你恩典和智慧。
We don't really know what's going to happen tomorrow.
因为我们不知道明天会发生什么。
But today,
但是今天,
today the Lord has given you the opportunity to accept Him as your Lord and Savior.
今天神给你机会接受他作为你个人的救主。
Be in time.
要计时。
Hold on to the opportunity.
要抓住这个机会。
Let's sing a refrain. Yeah,
我们再唱一次副歌。
Be in time, be in time, while the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If it's in you longer wait, you must find no open gate. And your cry be just too late, be in time. We're going to have some prayer.
我们有些祷告。
And we're going to ask all the brothers and friends to close our eyes.
请弟兄姐妹朋友们, 我们闭上眼睛。
And we want to pray for you.
我们要为你祷告。
And before we pray,
在我们祷告之前,
and we would like to send out the invitation on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着主的名向你发出呼召。
And he has prepared this new and living way.
让我们能够进入, 准备进入这个又新又活的路。
And are you willing to change course?
你是不是愿意改变你人生的轨迹?
You don't need to do much.
你不需要做什么。
And you only need to accept and believe in him.
你只要接受相信主耶稣基督。
Dear friends, any of you would like to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
亲爱的朋友们, 有人愿意接受主耶稣基督做你的救主吗?
If you are willing, please raise your hand.
如果你愿意, 我们请你在座位上举手。
Any one of us?
我们中间有这样的朋友吗?
And we don't have to continue on this broad road.
我们不需要再继续在这条大路上奔走。
And we can walk with our Lord and for the rest of our days.
让我们余下的日子当中都可以与主同行。
And we can walk on the way of peace and righteousness.
我们可以走在这条通向平安和公义的路上。
And he, our Lord, will be with us as our help, as our strength.
我们的神要与我们同在, 成为我们的帮助力量。
Any one of us?
我们中间有这样的朋友吗?
Any one of us? If you are willing to accept, please raise your hand.
如果愿意接受主耶稣基督, 我们请你在座位上举手。
Any one of us will have one last call.
我们最后再呼召一次, 我们中间有这样的朋友吗?
And just like the hymn we just sang,
就像我们刚才所唱的这首诗歌一样,
we need to be in time.
我们需要计时。
And we need to hold on to the opportunity even today, even now.
我们需要抓住今天, 现在这个机会。
Because now is the acceptable time, and now is the day of salvation.
因为今天是若纳的时候, 今天是拯救的日子。
One last call, any one of us.
我们最后再呼召一次, 有这样的朋友吗?
Any one of us who is willing to accept Jesus Christ, please raise your hand.
如果有愿意接受主耶稣基督的, 请你在座位上举下手。
Okay, let's pray.
好，我们一起有些祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you.
主，我们实在要感谢赞美你。
And we thank you for such a great salvation you have prepared for us on the cross.
我们感谢你在十字架上为我们预备这个奇妙伟大的救恩。
And we also thank you for inviting the gospel friends to be in our midst.
我们也感谢你邀请这些朋友们来到我们中间。
And we thank you, Lord, we do believe that your word that has been spoken will not return in vain.
我们感谢你，因为我们相信你的话出来就不会突然返回。
And we believe that you have begun the good work in the hearts of our dear friends.
我们相信你在我们朋友们的心中已经开始了那善工。
And you will perfect it and to your own glory.
对，为了你自己的荣耀，你要完成。
You will continue to reveal yourself to them and continue to lead them to touch your love.So that they can one day they can confess you are their savior, you are their Lord.
你要继续把你自己显明在他们中间，继续用你的爱来吸引，有一天他们认你作为他们个人的救主。
We thank you and praise you for being with us.
我们感谢赞美你，因你与我们同在。
And we thank you, yes indeed, you are Lord and Savior.
我们感谢你，因为你的确是我们的救主。
And may all the glory and the praise be unto you.
愿荣耀赞美都来归给你。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.